You got to learn how to use it. Check your pantry. Like, check your pantry, man. Like, what you complaining about? Look what you got. Check your pantry. Because when you learn to check your pantry, when you take time to see what you're working with, you understand how and what you need to become the best version of yourself. Some of us are trying to become something that we ain't because we don't know what we're working with. And so we get frustrated because it's not happening for us. But we will sit down and take a moment and say, you know what? Hey, I need this to be great. And so then when life throws that secret ingredient in, because you're so focused on what you're going to become, you now can say, okay, hey, how can I use this? Thank you, God. How can I use this? Come on now. See, and I'm going to sit up when I say this. Forgiveness plus understandings. Excuse me. Let me start over. Forgiveness plus understanding equals a better version of yourself.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You've just tuned in to the most resilient podcast on the airwaves. Your host, Chef Hayes, and this is Resilient Layers. On this show, we dive deep into the layers of life, exploring resilience in every slice of human experience. From overcoming adversity to celebrating triumphs, we're here to show you that life is a multi-layered cake. And even if you burn the bottom layer, there's always more to savor. So grab your apron and a fork, relax your mind, and open your heart as we learn not to burn our cakes. This is Resilient Layers.
Man, what's good? What's good? Listen, welcome to another episode of Resilient Layers. And I'm just so honored that you chose to hear me to death. You know, I'm so honored that you chose to position yourself to put little old me in your ear, right? And the thing that makes me excited about that is because it gave me purpose for the pain that I had to endure. So I thank you. See, because if it wasn't for your willingness to take your risk and hear some of the words that I got to share with you, I wouldn't be able to be where I am today. And I don't know who this is for, but it's on my heart to say that maybe this is why you had to go through what you're going through. Because there's somebody out there that's waiting on you to get through so you can help lift them up so they can get through too. And the crazy part is you ain't gonna do nothing but just live your life. Man, I'm excited to dance. You know, as I thought about this whole process, one thing that kept coming to my mind is that forgiveness. Let's talk about that. And as I was thinking to myself, you know, why talk about forgiveness? And I kind of discovered that a lot of us are trying to bake a cake without cleaning the pan that original cake was in. And so we will begin to do all this work to put all this stuff in another pan, or excuse me, in the same pan that you already used. And when we bake that cake and we pull it out, we realize that what was on that old cake is now on the bottom of that new cake. And yes, it may not affect the taste at all. But if you do it long enough, you're going to realize that something is off. And so when I think about forgiveness, I want you to realize that forgiveness is literally us taking the time to see that pan, the thing that happened to us, because once it's in the oven, we don't know how it's going to stick. We don't know how it's really going to come out. I mean, without experience at least. But once we pull that cake out of the oven and we pop that cake out of the pan, we didn't realize that there's still some residue that's left over. Yeah, the cake is edible, but there's still some residue that we got to address before we can put another cake batter into that pan. And many of us are walking around not addressing our pan.
Oh, you know what?
I'm sorry. Let me shift gears when I say this. When people hurt you, when you feel like people have crossed you, what's really happening is that they are now making you aware of your blind spots. Spots in your life that you didn't know existed. So before you get mad and condemn them from and hurting you, instead I learned to be grateful because now I understand that because I'm aware of my blind spot, excuse me, because I'm aware of my blind spot, I now know how to handle it when the next person attempts to show me that sign. See, in my car, there's something called, you know, blind spot sensor. So when I'm driving, even if I don't see the car originally, there's a light that'll come on my side view, my side mirror, and I can look and I can say, okay, cool, that somebody on the other side, I can't see them, but somebody's on the other side. My car then beep, to let me know that somebody's on the side of me, so I can't get in that lane yet. And forgiveness works that same way. See, when you learn to forgive yourself, see, because the first thing in forgiveness is you got to forgive you. I'm not worried about whoever did whatever did to you. I'm not worried about them. I'm more concerned about you. So you got to forgive yourself first for allowing yourself to hold on to this and suppressing it instead of addressing it. So you got to get your power back so you can stand on business 10 toes down. And as you start this process, right, what I discovered is that you now develop these sensors and you now know how to point things out. You now understand the importance of saying, okay, cool. Yeah, I got hurt. Yeah, that bothered me. Okay, but why did it bother me? How did it bother me? Okay, cool. I'm learning something new about myself. I'm applying it to my life. And now that I'm applying it, I'm making it applicable. Now I'm ready to be the next version of myself, a better version of me. It's time to update the software. See, because previously you were able to get into the software and hack and do whatever you wanted to do. But because I understand that forgiveness was more about me learning about myself and why it bothered me, I then discovered it was time for a system reboot. So that stuff you did before, it ain't gonna bother me again. Man. Some of y'all gonna catch this and y'all gonna hear it. And the rest of y'all gonna turn this off after this part right here. But can I be real with you? What if you needed those people to hurt you? Like, what if you needed those people to for to cross you, right? And I have this saying where I tell people, check your pantry. See, every time you go through a trial and tribulation, that's an ingredient that life is giving you. You got to learn how to use it. Check your pantry. Like, check your pantry, man. Like, what you complaining about? Look what you got. Check your pantry. Because when you learn to check your pantry, when you take time to see what you're working with, you understand how and what you need to become the best version of yourself. Some of us are trying to become something that we ain't because we don't know what we're working with. And so we get frustrated because it's not happening for us. But we would sit down and take a moment and say, you know what? Hey, I need this to be great. And so then when life throws that secret ingredient in, because you're so focused on what you're going to become, you now can say, okay, hey, how can I use this? Thank you, God. How can I use this? Come on now. See, and I'm going to sit up when I say this. Forgiveness plus understandings. Excuse me. Let me start over. Forgiveness plus understanding equals a better version of yourself. See, because a wise person is, it reminds me of the three little pigs. Like when the first two, their house got blown out. And I'm pretty sure they called that third pig and was like, hey, yo, bro. Hey, man, that big bad wolf, man. Hey, he knocked us down, man. So, man, the third one say, all right, cool. I'm going to take a little patience, right? But I'm going to go ahead and get my stuff in bricks. See, because I heard what he did. And, y'all, he ain't going to do it to me. And then I thought about it even deeper. What if the three little pigs was not really three little pigs, but just one individual that had three opportunities to get the situation right? Come on now. Just flow with me for a second. So the first pig, bam. When I was young, I made a house out of sticks. Straw. I realized that didn't work, so plan for that, knock that down. So then I came back and said, you know what? I'm going to build a house of sticks. Life knocked that down. Okay, cool. I'm going to invest myself because of the experiences. I'm going to invest myself in another version, and I'm going to go get some bricks. And I'm going to say, yo, I'm going to build my house with bricks. So when life tried to knock it down, guess what? Because of my experience from the first and the second time, I now know that sticks and straws don't work. So I got to put in the effort to get upgraded my material and show the world what I got. Because you ain't knocking this brick house down. Come on, man. All I'm really telling you is this. Forgiveness is for you. Even when you break it down, for who it is for? You. What am I giving myself? An opportunity to heal, an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to elevate, to expand. Come on now. Yeah, you're rocking with me now. Come on. That's forgiveness. So when I forgive and I understand, I realize I can become a better version of myself. I can take that pan that had residue and I can scrub it and get it out. Stop trying to soak everything. I'm sorry. I called you out, right? Stop trying to soak everything. Stop trying to put some hot water and soap and just letting it sit. At some point, you got to understand, you got to put that elbow grease in. You got to go ahead and put in that work. Because the more you prolong it, it's only hurting you. You feel me? Come on, now. Huh? That's all I got to tell you today, man. I gave y'all a lot of gems. But I don't want you to get overwhelmed. So again, if you listen to the intro, say you got your apron on, you got your fork, which is your pencil, and I hope you took good notes. Because we got work to do. So I'm gonna see y'all next episode. I appreciate you. I love you. If this is your first time tuning in, make sure you go back to the first episode so you can check it out. But if not, y'all know where to find me on social media, Rashad Hayes Speaks. That's on IG, TikTok, Facebook, Rashad Hayes. Website, RashadHayesSpeaks.com. Email, cake@RashadHayesSpeaks.com if you want to send me letters or emails about things you may want to talk about. Holla at me, man. I wouldn't be here without you. I love you. Peace and love. Let's get it.